This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It defined the last half of the 20th century and nearly the first quarter of this century so far. The transistor was born in New Jersey on December 16th, 1947, 75 years ago, this coming Friday. This week, I'm exploring the ecosystems of innovation that brought us the device that changed everything. For proof, let's start in my kitchen. Looky here, something with an on-off switch that does not contain transistors, a hand-pump espresso maker from the late 70s, versus everything else.
Getting Marketplace Morning Report from Amazon Music. Continuing the latest episode, what China's...
The smart speaker has transistors in the billions. They're part of the oven, microwave, fridge, a clock with outside temperature, even the darn toaster and car keys. This transistor infestation and our electronic and information world owes a debt to a team of physicists that faced grinding years of false starts to get the first transistor to work 75 years ago this week.
This circuit was actually spoken over, and by switching the device in and out, a distinct gain in speech level could be heard and seen on the scope presentation with no noticeable change in quality.
That is physicist Walter Bratton in a vintage industrial film reading his original notes aloud about the demonstration he did with his lab partner John Bardeen to show their bosses. It was a contraption using a shard of rock, germanium, an element that's not an electrical conductor like copper or an insulator like rubber, but in between. Ready for the word? It is a semiconductor.
It has enabled this global civilization that we are experiencing.
Michael Riordan is a physicist and science historian and co-author with Lillian Hodison of Crystal Fire, the invention of the transistor and the birth of the information age. Within weeks, Bratton and Bardeen's supervisor, William Shockley, rushed to think up an improved, easier-to-manufacture version. All three would win the Nobel Prize.
I would put it on the level as fire, in terms of its importance to what modern life is like today.
There's almost a magic to this thing. No moving parts. If you don't have germanium, you can make it from sand. It shrinks and still works.
And I think it's one of the main reasons the United States was first to get to the moon. The Soviet Union did not have a microchip industry in the 1960s.
So more than the wheel or the printing press. But what is a transistor? Well, at first, two things. A tiny switch, like the flipper on a pinball game. When the ball comes rolling, that's the signal, the transistor can let it through or flip it away, open or closed, a zero or a one, the essence of what would be the digital revolution. A transistor is also a kind of cattle prod, which gooses a signal along so that it's louder. If engineers could figure out how to make these en masse, they could replace the bulky, fragile glass tubes that heated up the insides of earlier electronics. What follows is digital everything. Watching movies on your mobile phone, e-commerce, the collapse of newspapers, social media addiction. But I'm getting ahead of myself. To explore ecosystems of innovation, let's start with what was regarded as a kind of U.S. national laboratory run by a private corporation.
The transistor lab did not look like this, but it was physically in this area.
It happens through a door to what is now a laboratory clean room in Section 1E of this research campus in New Jersey. So here it is, just feet from the spot where they got the first transistor to work. Here, let me just absorb the vibe. The researchers in there who wiggled their prototype to get it to work in December 1947 were employed by the phone company, back when you said it that way, the phone company, mother of them all, Ma Bell, AT&T. Bell Telephone Laboratories had the resources to produce not just the transistor, but the solar cell, the laser, the CCD camera on a chip, the first satellite for phone calls and TV, and the design of the cellular phone system. Just how has something to do with the phone bills your parents and grandparents were paying? Details tomorrow. The future began 75 years ago. Our stories on the ecosystems of innovation that produce the semiconductor revolution are also accumulating online at marketplace.org.